Okay, we are up to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, two dots. It says in the Braisa, we looked at the Braisa yesterday, where it says a number of dinim. One of them it says is that a mamenis, a girl that up to 12 years old was married by her mother or by her siblings, she can walk out. If a mamenis walks out and then somebody seduces her, rapes her, there's no knas, there's no pity, because we assume that she no longer is a psula. That's, then the Braisa says, and this is the girl we're going to talk about as well, is an islandess, a girl that never reaches maturity. She'll be child barren. So therefore, we say that she's a ktana until 20. Comes 20 and we don't see any signs of puberty, then she jumps straight into adulthood. So she never was a naira. Over there also, there's no knas and no pitri. Okay, says the modelist and analyzes. Hamam enes, a young girl, because we assume that she is no longer a psula, ain la loy knas, loy piti. Now, how old is she? Obviously, she's under 12. As if to say, all other girls under 12 years old, there is knas. This girl who's under 12 doesn't receive knas. Now, if you remember the very beginning of this perek, machleik is Rameir Chachamim. Rameir says that there is no kol mokum sheyesh mecher ein knas. Any girl that can be sold as a slave, there is no knas. According to Rameir, the window of knas is only between 12 and 12 and a half. The Chachamim say that even a ketana, there is knas. Now, because the Braisa says that a mamenes has no knas, obviously all other ketanas do have knas. Obviously, this Braisa is not Rameir, it is Rabbanon. The problem will be islandness. If this Braisa is Rabbanon, what's the reason why an islandness does not receive knas? Because an islandness never becomes a naira. She's either a ketana or goes straight into adulthood. So what? Ketanas do receive knas, we just said. Must be Rameir who says a ketana does not receive knas. So how does it work? First part of the braisa is the rabbanon. The second one is a mayor. That's another question. Hoktana, any other girl, Baalma, Isla, has knas. Mani, who's the author of that? Rabboni, Dami, who believe, Ktana, Yeshla, knas. Aktana has knas. Ema, Sefer, look at the Sefer. Island is Ainla, and Island does not have, like knas, or like Peter. An Island does not have knas because she is a Ktana, she never comes a Naira. Who says a Ktana does not receive knas? Also, the Rame, go to Rame, the Amr, Ktana, Ainla, knas. Go straight from Tana to an adulthood. Now many times we have a buyer come along and say, yes, here the mother doesn't say that for some reason. If you can answer me, I can give you an answer and say that the entire braisa kula meir is all the entire braisa is a meir. I in the entire braisa is a meir holds that every Tana does not receive a knas. Why highlight a mamenis? So maybe because that assumption that you just made, that a girl who can walk out on her husband must be a ketana, is not agreed to by everybody. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that even a naira can walk out on her husband. If her mother or sibling married her off till she's 12 and a half, she can walk out. So we're talking now about a girl who's 12 to 12 and a half who could walk out, and if she did walk out, she no longer receives piti or oinus. However, all other girls who are nairas will receive piti and money for oinus. But under 12, you're right. No girl gets it. So no problem. Over mam enes, sava look Rav Yehuda. Comes to me and he holds like Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work out. Because we know for a fact that a meir does not follow Rav Yehuda at all. But it comes to me and he holds it only at 12. How do we know that? Me, sava look, does a meir agree Rav Yehuda that a meir can be a night of a tanya will in the braisa admo, say a basa meir. Too, when can you walk out? Anchet, tovish, they say the meir only while you're a ktana until you're 12. Once you're over 12, there's no one meir anymore. Rav Yehuda says, anchet, yarba, shokhar, lover, until she's 12 and a half. When she has more puberty, reaches later on in puberty. So, going back to our question of the Braisa. The beginning of the Braisa is Rabbanon, who hold that a Ktana does receive Piti and Oinus, because we're contrasting to Mion. And the end of the Braisa is a Meir who holds that Ktana doesn't, and Ailus doesn't. Elo, really Rabbi Yehuda, he may be the author of Braisa Rabbi Yehuda, and if when it comes to Mion, he holds like a Meir that a Ktana doesn't count. We're talking about, so therefore he holds like Rameh when the Ktana does not receive, that's what Ailus does not receive. I, in the first part, me, and we're talking about a girl, 12 years old. Simple. El Rabbi Yehuda, the author of the Braisa, says Rabbi Yehuda, over Ktana. When it comes to Ktana, he holds like Rameh that Ktana does not receive Knas of Peter and Ailus, therefore, and Ailus does not. And Mashenke, when it comes to the beginning, we're talking about a girl, 12 years old, who's been mine. And then, and all other Nidas do get received the May Peter. How can you say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameh that Ktana does not receive the Meir Knas? Rav Yehuda, when he, the name of Rav said in the beginning, the Gemara here, when he was explaining the Mishnah, or he said later on as well, Zu Divir Ameir. These words are made, as if to say, only Ameir holds that Tana does not receive. V'misan, according to you, it should be Zu Divir Ameir v'Rav Yehuda b'Bailet. Could they both say the same thing? The Gemara says, right, it's neither Ameir v'Yehuda, it's a third Tana who agrees with Ameir partially and agrees partially with Yehuda. So, have a look at Ameir b'Chad, he agrees with Ameir when it comes to the din of Tana. Tana does not receive the May Einus, and therefore an Einlist will not receive the Knas. But a Paul Rabbi Chada, but he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a Mian is only is also by a girl up to 12 and a half, and therefore that girl up to 12 and a half won't receive the May Knas. But any other girl between 12 and 12 and a half will. Rafram says, I'll give you an easier answer. You know what my menace over here mean? You decide my menace means the girl physically walks out, and you're contrasting it to all other Ktanas. Maybe my menace means it's the whole that whole range. Any girl who's able to be my mine, any girl, who's that? Any girl under 12. Any girl under 12 does not have to make an ass because we follow the maid. My menace, haruya lemain. Freddy Gemara, so why does the mission give such an ambiguous term? But at least they Ktana. Kasha, that bothers me. But that's not the end of the world. The second half of the Braisa said, an island is an island. Of course, up to 20, she's a Ktana, and then she goes straight to adulthood. So Ainla, she doesn't have like Knas, like Piti. She doesn't have no Knas, nor Piti. But Aminu, let me ask you a question. It says, Hachareshes. This is my question. It says in the Braisa, second Braisa. Hachareshes, somebody's deaf and dumb. V'hasheite. The island is, we bunched them all together. Yeshlin Knas. Here it says an island has Knas. In other words, a Ktana has Knas. But also Chereshes and Sheita has Knas. The Yeshlehen, Tainet Psalm. You can claim Tainet Psalm. Now, Lechoyde, the Braise we just said right now, the Gemara right now thinks the question is, the Braise we just learned right now, an island does not have Knas. And he said, an island does have Knas. Freddy Gemara, how my room, that's a Kasha. We just finished saying that who says an island does not have Knas? That Meir, because he holds that a Ktana does not have Knas. But the Rabbanon who hold that a Ktana does have Knas will hold an island does have Knas. So what's it's not a steed in the two Braises, that's the argument of Meir Rabbanon. For my room, you heard a Meir, heard a Rabbanon. Freddy Gemara, the answer, such an obvious answer, the Kordle, my Kordle. What was the question in the first place? Gemara said, you misunderstood. Exactly. Make a Bichla Teran. So what is it? And for the Gemara, you misunderstood. He never asked this question. You assumed he was asking this question. He was going to ask a question about Cheresh and Sheita. From the East, he was leading to another question altogether. In the beginning, the Braise says that the Cheresh is, in our Braise says the Cheresh is and the Sheita, they also have Yumei Knas. In another Braise says that a Cheresh is and a Sheita, we automatically assume that they're no longer a Psula, and there's no Knas. And we bunch together a Begeris, who also is not a Psula anymore, and a Mukazait, who's not a Psula anymore, even though it's a natural event. Ain lehen tainet psula. But then, what about a summa, a blind one, an eyeless? This braisa says, yesh lehen tainet psula, because the Tana has, and a summa blind. Lucheda, what's the relevance of blind? We'll soon see. And sumcha disagrees because of blind. I made summa ain le tainet psula. A summa does not have tainet psula. I'm not talking about kanasi, I'm talking about just tainet psula. So Lucheda, our problem is, Cheresh is v'sheite. In the first braise, it says that a Cheresh is v'sheite have a Knas, in other words, they're psula, and there would be tiny psulim. And the other braise clearly says the Cheresh have no tiny psulim. Could we assume they're a bull? Omer Rav Sheshi like Kasha. I can say like this. We learned in the first painting in the very end. She would have said it happened to me after I got engaged. We believe her. So assume that it happened after she got engaged and therefore a cheresh v'sheita they have a tiny psulim. You found out that weren't that happened afterwards. And Rabbi Yeshua said we don't believe her. Even if she would have said something, we wouldn't believe her. So therefore we don't trust him. They don't have psulim. Talking about what are you bringing here to Rabbi Yeshua? Even Rabbi Gamliel who says that after it happened after the event, only if she claims it happened after the event. Not we imagine it happened after they got engaged. When did Gamliel say that we believe her when she has this claim? If she says nothing, we say something. If an average cheder sheita we assume is not a psula, then they're not a psula from the day you got engaged, but even before you got engaged to them. In. Yes, we do. We will claim it on their behalf. Kivan the Megamil Mehemdev. Once Megamil says that they would have said it, we believe them. Then keep going there. Over here, we apply the pasuk where it says, Psach Pichal Ilim. Open your mouth for those who can't speak. In other words, these Cheresh and Sheita, they can't think for themselves, so we should come up with all the defense. And we should say, on their behalf, we should say that, you found that they weren't a psula because it happened after you got engaged. But prior to engaged, they definitely were a psula. And they're a psula, then there's Knas as well.
Yeah, but
so I'll be a little more.
The thing of Eretz Mefate is actually a girl, a pnuya, who's been...
Psula. It has to be psula.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
So we're going to see... So the question is, that the Braisa seems to make an assumption that no Cheresh and Sheita is considered psula. So how can you charge a knas? So we're saying it's not pshat at all. We said it's a machlek, the little sure. These two braises.
What's implied in this idea that a ketano or an aro has a tiny psula, generally has a tiny psula, and inside these chersh and shirt not because they misbehave themselves, or what Luke is saying?
So they don't take care of themselves. A naira takes care, make sure that nothing happens. They can be taken advantage of. So anyway, weiter, ba'abageres, ein lo tiny psula. Once you're 12 and a half, you have no tiny psula. As if to say, right now the Gemara understood. Right, there's two things. There's a Pesach Pesuach and there's Dam. Pesach Pesuach is the hymen. And then there's Dam. Right now we're bunching the two together. So we're assuming every girl over 12 and a half is no longer a Taina Pesach Pesuach Matzasi because she's 12 and a half. That's what happens. And there's no longer a Taina of Dam because there's no Dam. It all passed out already. That's what Gemara thinks right now. Says the Gemara, how can that be? Didn't the Rav say, boy geres, that a begetter is nice and lightish, and no matter how many beelas they had, we assume that the dam was dam psulim. So what does he close me? That even a begetter has dam psulim. And yet you said over here that a begetter has no tiny psulim. Says the Gemara, it depends what tiny the man comes with. You're putting a bunch of them all together. There's two separate issues there. Now we'll learn pshat like Rashi, because the Rei Chananel, very hard to understand, was just the opposite. Even a begetter, even a 20-year-old girl, there should be some dam over there. If the husband comes to bed and says there was no dam whatsoever, it would be a balatina. How come? If she was a psula, there should have been dam. But hachamai skin, when we're saying there's no tainas psulim by a getter, we're talking about the katoin time as well. He's saying there's no hymen there. No hymen, that falls away on its own anyway once you get older. So that's not a taina. So pesach psula is not a taina, but dam is. And that's why Rav gave dam the first night. Rabbi Echal is just the other way around. That pesach, the hymen is still there, but the dam is gone. And then he has to try to work up shot. He has holding fingers in the whole Gemara here. Okay, back to the Gemara. Sumchas oimer mishum rameya. Sumchas in rameya. That a summa blind person ain't lo tiny psulim. What does blind person have to do with tiny psulim? My time of the sumchas oimer observes. They said they should nech bet. They got because she falls down. She trips on the ground. Every time she trips, it rips her hymen. Pretty more cool. Now we don't bet. I think only blind people trip, and other people don't trip. Everyone trips. The more the difference as follows. Cool rois every girl if she trips and suddenly she finds that she bleeds. Rois umarisli when she goes to her and says, look what happened, I bled. And therefore the mother would have told the chassan, you should know that my daughter is not a psula. And the reason is mukazates. But zu einu rois. So therefore, and the husband when he marries a girl thinks, I wasn't told anything by the mother, must be she's taka psula. So he has a right to go to bezin afterwards, where's the psula and it wasn't there. And then hoping mekatas. But Zu, the blind girl, Einu Raya, she doesn't see if she tripped that she bled. Therefore, the Einu Madalima. So you, the husband, should have doubted, always had that suspicion that maybe she's not a psula anymore, and you can't come to the bezin and tell her, I didn't see psula because she tripped and she didn't know to tell her mother. Exactly. Then the Braisa said one more thing yesterday. If she left her husband because... So by a blind person, everyone trips. Everyone trips.
Exactly. So give it the benefit of the doubt.
That's exactly what we're saying. That's exactly what we just said. Ain lo tiny psulim means that you cannot go to bezin and say, oh, I didn't find psulim, therefore I'm going to throw around. There's no tiny. Yeah. The third thing the Braisa said yesterday, if she left her husband because of a, or she left leave because of a shemra, there were some, all kinds of rumors. We'll see what the basis for that was. Then you should have known that she doesn't, that she's tamabula, ain la lekras lepiter, no longer can have claims of knas lepiter. Says the Gemara, Yitzas Shemra L'Chayde Baskili. If she left her husband, what's a Shemra? That the guy comes to bed and said, "I found the Motzas and Sosa Bichab Sulim." He brings two Eidim. She's Mazana after they got engaged. She'll get killed. We could talk about Oynis and Piti.
That's the whole
first mission. That's right. Exactly. Omrav says, but this is stronger. This is Shemra that he said, "I have Eidim." Omrav says, "No, that's what we're talking about here." Hachri Kama Mishi Yotzele Shemra BeYaldusa. There's rumors flung around town that she was very promiscuous. Ain la loikrasa, yeah, not when she married. Ain la loikrasa Peter. So then, if somebody's ma'anaser, can't come along and say that. Doesn't pay because we're assuming she wasn't a psula. Omra papa, based on this, just a rumor can ruin a person's life. Shmamino haishtaradei. If you ever have a shtar, I have a good shtar with two aidim. But if a rumor abounds that this shtar is fraudulent, like Mike Binemay, you can't collect. Now the Gemara wants to analyze a bit further. What do you mean a rumor? What kind of rumor? Hey chidam, what kind of rumor are we talking about? He lemmed enough a color of the star of the Zaifu. A rumor star went around that this star is fraudulent. The Kabbalah saw him over here in the Novik that called it the Noy. A rumor abounded that she was promiscuous. But Amar Rava, Rava clearly stated that Yotzalah. Clearly, Yotzalah Shem Mezana Be'ir, if there was a name of Znus in the city, ain't Chayshalah. Amar Rava, Rava said, Yotzalah Shem Mezana Be'ir, ain't Chayshalah. That if a rumor abounded, that if a rumor abounds about a girl that she's Mezana, we ignore it. Because people are very spiteful, and people generate rumors with absolutely no basis whatsoever. So if they spread a rumor that she was a Zayna, we disregard it completely. So what's going on here with the shtar? A rumor that the shtar is fraudulent, we're not going to deal with it? How can it be? And for the Gemara, El, you know what we're talking about? The Oseh Beit Rei, two people came along and said, let me just tell you something about this girl. We don't know anything happened, but Lididhu Tavatinu B'Yisura. She came, approached us, and tried to seduce us. Poil, we withstood her seduction and we didn't go with it. But the fact that she came to us, she probably went to others, so we have a right to assume that she was Mezana. And that's why we say probably she found people to Mezana with, and therefore she's not a Psula. The Kavos, the thing will be over here, the Osher Beit Rei, two people came along, but Amri, Lididhu, and they told us, two people came along and said, this guy, this lender came to us and said, Zaifuli, I want you to fraudulently sign this shtar. Even though we didn't refuse, now that the shtar comes out, we'll assume it's a fraudulent shtar. That's the thing. What are you comparing it to? This girl is going around looking for somebody to be mezana with. If these guys refused, surely she would have found somebody with a yetzer hara who would have succumbed. So therefore, we follow the rumor and we say, if somebody is ma'anas her, you don't have to pay knas because we'll assume she's not a psula. Elohach over here, he has to find two Edim who are prepared to sign falsely. These guys refuse. What basis do you have to say that definitely the two Edim who did sign are false Edim? Every year is a Cheskakashas. Imu, who is it? Call you some years ago. Okay, all we know is that the lender is looking for people to sign falsely. Now we see a star with two names in it. What right do we have to assume that these two signatures on there are fraudulent? Maybe that every year is a Cheskakashas. And for the Gemara, I mean, that's Cheshas the Edim. Sorry? No, no, more than that. People have a Yetzer Hara where they benefit. The Edim have no benefit from signing falsely. So on what basis do you have to assume at all that any shtar will ever put out has false? We never prove. If the shtar with the Edim on it already proven to be false, then we say already we don't trust him. But we never did a shtar with Edim. Suddenly you have a shtar with Edim. Because he asked somebody to sign falsely, that has no bearing on what we see right now. You see, the Shlokish said that Edim and Chakasum Shtar can nechir is mebesim. And for the Gemara, you're right. We're not choshes that the two signatures on the shtar are false. We're choshes that he forged the signatures on the shtar. We know for sure that he established that he's a fraudulent person. Now we see a shtar produces two agents. What do we assume? False. Not the witnesses are false. That he signed them falsely. Kivin the Kamahadas Yufa Aim is a Yufa Zayi. He probably didn't find anybody, but he himself forged somebody's signatures because he wrote it. Mishnah. Ve'elusha Ein Lein Kenas. This is a follow from the previous Mishnah. The following goes: have no Kenas. If he had a Giyadis under 3 years old, so she's still a Psula. Now, if a Giyadis over 3, Vala Shvuya, somebody who was kidnapped, Vala Shivcha, and a mate, Shinivdush, and his Gairush Tachru, that were redeemed, or became a Yid, or they were released, Yisaitis, Albanay Shalosh, Mechah, they were over 3 years old. We assume that they're no longer Psula. They're a Bula, and if there's no Knas. However, Rabbi Huda says, Shvuya Shinidis, a woman that was kidnapped. And then she was released. I don't believe that we automatically assume that the goyim actually preyed upon her. They might have toyed with her, whatever it is, but they definitely didn't go all the way, and therefore she is still kaddish. She can marry a kohen. She still retains the full's kedusha she can marry a kohen. Itrum and everything. No nishbeisi any toyed, nothing. Afapi. I'll be shigdaila, even if she's a gdaila at the time. Now this is the second half of the previous Mishnah. Before we said Habala Chaisa and his sister Chayve Kodesh is Lubikanas. Habala Bite, Abbas Bite, all of these you get Sreifa for, you get capital punishment. And we have a rule common with the Rabbinay. Still, Abbas Bnoi, Abbas Ishta, Abbas Bnoi, Abbas Bite. In these cases, ain't a Knas. Over here we say when it comes to capital punishment, everyone's made it that there's no Knas. Why? Shemischaye benafsh. Not like Rabbi said before in Abmeir that by Knas the Chiddush, that even you don't say Kamen Abmeir. Why? Mipnei shemischaye benafsh. The reason is because you're going to get killed. Shemisasim bidei bezin. This is capital punishment. V'chol hamischaye benafsh. Ein mishalom mamon. and whoever pays with their life doesn't pay money. Shenemar, it says, "Im lo yasin anish anish." If there's no punishment, if the girl didn't die, and there's no din asin, then anish anish, you pay for the mevlodis. So, but if the woman would have died, then you don't pay for the money. Come with Rabbi. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechavichin says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deise, who both seem to be saying that a girl who was kidnapped, we don't automatically assume the worst. Amr Dovarecha, they're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda had Amon, he says that this girl, even though she was kidnapped, is mamish still a girl, she can marry a kohen as a bite. Rabbi Deise, what's the Maisab Deise? He talks about Truma. The time we learned, Shvuya, a girl who was kidnapped and released, she was a bas kohen. And then she was released, Eicheles betruma, she can continue eating truma because we assume that she's still a bas kohen and she wasn't tainted. Divrei Rabdeisa. So Lechayda. Because Omar Abdel, let's explain himself. V'chima osi lo arbi lo, what do you think this Arab guy did? V'chim yipnei shemiach lo bein dedeb, just because he played around with her. Poslam in akuna, that enough is renders a poslam from kuna? Not at all. We don't assume the worst. Omar, it's a lechayda, Abdeisa, and Abihuda are both saying the same thing. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, lav dafka. I can have a svara to differentiate between Abihuda and Abdeisa. Dil malohi, maybe not so. At Kanlik Kamar Abihuda, in our case, in our Mishnah, Abihuda said that when she was kidnapped, she still remains a Kedusha, she's allowed to marry a Koyin, Hocha, sorry, Kedushas, and therefore if you Ma'anas or Mefater, you have to pay Knas. We're talking about Knas here. You have to pay Knas. We don't assume that she's a Ba'ula, we assume she's still a Psula. You know why? Because why should you, who did a terrible atrocity here, being Ma'anasir or being Mefater, benefit from the Chashash that we have that she's no longer Kaddish? We have a rule. We have a rule. We don't want the sinner to benefit. Why should the guy who committed this terrible atrocity benefit because of our assumption that she's no longer Kaddish? No, we're going to say, as far as you're concerned, she's a Kaddish. She's a Kaddish. We don't know for a fact that she's a Bula. Maybe she's a Lapsula. Pay the Knas. Aval Hossam over there in the case, the question is, this is Bas Koin. Can she still continue to Truma now? It's not a question of Chaytin Iskar, just eating Truma. Maybe the Bihuda made it. We should be Chayshis, that maybe something happened. She should not eat Truma. Kirabon, Sidle, Rabon. Here, it's only vis-a-vis the Knas that Abihuda says, no, nothing happened, you pay. Or I can say, forget, inami. Ad kan le kamar abdeisas, no, abdeisas over there, that we allow her to continue Truma, we assume nothing happened, because Truma is only the Rabban. Ele b'Truma, the Rabban, so the whole thing, we're not 100% sure that anything happened, and the Truma is the Rabban, so the Rabban, le kula. Abel Knas, who says you have to pay a Knas when you perpetrated this crime? The Tater says, you want to take money away from a guy, you have to have some of a dais. You can't just work on a suffix. Kerabana Svidele, then no, we assume that she's no longer a psula, and if you have to pay. Amale Rabaya, Abaya said to him, Abaya said, sorry? Why not? It's Rebbe. Why can't Abaya do his own? Amale Abaya, so Abaya, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Are you telling me the time of Rabbi Yehuda is Hocha, Shalei Yechait, this guy, really Rabbi Yehuda also is Chayshis, that maybe she's not a psula, but why should the aggressor benefit? I'll show you that Yehuda Bechal doesn't believe in this whole Sevar of Chayt and Iska. How do I see that? But Tanya didn't be learned. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shavuya Shenishbeis, if a girl was kidnapped, Harei Hibig Dushasa, we remain with the belief that she's still Kodesh, nothing happened to her. Afilu Bas Esa Shanim, even if she's 10 years old, in other words, she's older than 9 and whatever, she's old enough already. Ksuvasa Masayim, if she gets married, we're going to treat her as if she's still a psula, and she's titled to ksuva. Nobody's doing anything wrong now. She's getting married to a normal guy, and he has to pay the full ksuva. Shows, not because of lo yechaita niska, we're going to treat her like a psula. It's because we taka believe that she's a psula. So what are you giving him? I see here that the Abiyuda holds only lo yechaita niska. Really, he says, we don't think she's a psula, but why should the aggressor benefit? Here is the clause. She's getting married, normally, kedasa kedin, and you pay the full ksuva. What kind of do you have over here to say, even though maybe she's a bula, we're going to treat like a bula? Ika hasa, what's there? It's a ika, is there? And no. Really, she might be a bula. But you know why when it comes to ksuva, we say we should give the full $200? Again, a takana, special takana, for her benefit. Because if we're going to make her ksuva, she's a young girl, if we're going to make her ksuva like $100, then we're telling the world that we believe for a fact that she's a damaged goods, and nobody's going to want to marry her. So to help her out to get married, we're going to say, you know what? Just like we have a crowd, Shvuy Hikila Barabbanon, we're going to make her and say, let's give her a full $200. Remember, the whole ksuv is the Rabbanon, so we have a right to say $200. Hasam Nami Dilma Mimani Bula Nazbulad. People will avoid marrying her because they're going to think that she's definitely a bula. But let's get back to Rabbi Yechon. The Sover Rabbi Yehuda Begdusha Sekaima, you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds that she's mamish, still a full kosher girl, and she's still a psula, and so on and so forth. They had Tanya, Rabbi Yechon said, didn't we learn? If somebody redeems a girl who was kidnapped, he can marry her. The one who redeemed her can marry her. But if he testified about her, that if he testified, look, she's clean, nothing happened to her. We're talking about if this guy's a kohen. Obviously, this girl is no problem. Even if the guy who released her is a kohen, he's allowed to marry her. However, if this kohen walks into bed and says, I want to testify that she's a tohida, we don't believe him. Lo, you said he should marry her. Now, you know him, benkach, whether he releases her, whether he also testifies, lo, you said he should never marry her because we are always choishish that she's a bula. This same Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says exactly, we treat like a psula and you have to pay kanas, says over here, we treat like a bula. So before we even have a chance to discuss Rabbi Yehuda, let's understand the beginning. I don't understand the first line, the opening of the Mishnah. Amri, you say, you said if you release a shvua, you should marry her. You're allowed to marry her. If you're kohen, you're allowed to marry her. Then, but if you go a step further, not only you release her, you go to bed and say, look, she's a toyda. Lo yisena. Mishum de maid ba lo yisena, because he added one more step and he testified on her behalf, suddenly he can't marry her, but klept. You misunderstood. This is how you read the Mishnah. I'm waiting with you. Prepared to pay money for her to release her in order to marry her. Then you're allowed to marry her. We assume she's tight. But if you don't pay a penny for her, you just come to court and say, hey, she's a tired, I want to marry her. You send her. And then you testify if you're all right, you're allowed to marry her. But maybe without paying any money, kadai umzist, without paying a cent, lo yisena. You fell in love with her, you come and make up stories. But if you paid money for her, we trust you. Okay, getting back to our question, we call on Kashil Rabbi Yehuda, Zastir Rabbi Yehuda, Naamish Rabbi Yehuda, we assume she's a psula. And over here we say, we don't let the kohen marry her. Ben kach, lo yisena. I'm a papa, there's a mistake in the Braisa. It's not supposed to say ben kach, lo yisena. It should say ben kach, yisena. Even if all you're doing is testifying, you didn't pay a cent, because we assume that every girl who was kidnapped is still tied. Aim with Rabbi Yehuda, ben kach, yisena. You could marry her. No, let's read the Braisa the way it says. Rabbi Yehuda is now discussing, responding to the Rabbon. This is what he's saying between the lines. Lady, according to me, I assume every girl is tahoy, ben kach. And of course, you can get married to the kohen, whether he paid money for her, whether he just walks in and said, hey, this, because every girl we assume is tahoy. But you, Elilchu, according to you, you say that we don't assume the girl is tahoy, yet you say that if you paid money, that we trust you. And you're allowed to marry her. So what's the chilek if he paid money for her? Just time came to me. It's manushuch. Ben kach lo yisena. According to you, either way, just because you paid money for her, so what? You shouldn't be able to marry her. No, but what's talking to svar of rabbanon? But rabbanon had paid his way. If he went out of his way to pay money for her, he would have done his homework. Umeid bani testified that she's tohida and I'm a kohen. I want to marry her. Yisena because lo shadi inezuzi b'chdai. We have a rule: people don't throw out money unless they do the homework first. But if he just walks into Bezin without paying a cent and he says, I'm testifying, she's telling me marry her, then let you say, I know why, because Shema ain't of Nasima, maybe just fell in love with her. I'll ping tomorrow, Mitzvah.